You can't be wealthy when you are too concerned with money. The idea that an individual constantly preoccupied with money cannot truly become rich may seem paradoxical at first. After all, shouldn't someone who thinks about money all the time be better positioned to amass wealth? However, upon closer examination, this statement reveals profound insights rooted in psychological and spiritual understanding. The core of this perspective lies in recognizing the role of fear and how it consumes our mental and emotional energies. When a person is incessantly worried about money, their thoughts are often ignited by fear. Fear of lack, fear of poverty, fear of instability. This fear is not just an abstract concept. It is a powerful force that occupies the mind, devouring its energy and focus. Our minds are the birthplaces of creativity, skills, and knowledge, the very elements essential for us to excel in our fields and consequently attract wealth. However, if the mind is consumed by fear, its energy is misdirected. Instead of fostering growth and innovation, it is caught in a loop of worry and anxiety. Think about it this way. Our mental energy is a finite resource. We can choose to invest it in nurturing our talents, enhancing our skills, and creating value, which can eventually lead to wealth. Or, we can spend it on feeding our fears and anxieties. When we choose the latter, we drain our mental resource without making any progress towards our goal of becoming rich. This fear-driven concern for money also keeps our unconscious mind stuck in a state of scarcity. This scarcity mindset is a formidable obstacle to wealth creation because it hinders our ability to see and seize opportunities. It narrows our focus, blinds us to possibilities, and keeps us trapped in a cycle of fear and worry. On a spiritual level, this perspective teaches us the importance of freeing ourselves from fear and embracing a mindset of abundance. It encourages us to redirect our energies from worrying about money to cultivating our skills and talents, and to serving others. It is in this state of fearlessness and service that we create true value, which can then be translated into wealth. Picture your mind as a beautifully lit room. Now, imagine fear is a dense, dark cloud that fills this room, dimming the light. When fear dominates your mind, it's like living in this darkened room, where you can't see clearly or think creatively. All your energy goes into grappling with the darkness, leaving little room for anything else. And here's the crux: creativity, skills, and knowledge are the real currencies in the path to wealth. These are what truly make you rich. So, when your energy is being devoured by fear, how can you possibly excel in your craft or profession? How can you innovate, create value, or seize opportunities when your mind is mired in worry? The spiritual wisdom here encourages a profound shift in perspective. It's about transitioning from a state of constant worry about money to a state of growth and service. It's about recognizing that wealth is not solely defined by the amount of money you accumulate, but also by the richness of your experiences, the depth of your knowledge, and the breadth of your impact. Here are some recommendations. Acknowledge your fears. Recognize your fears about money and confront them. Fear loses its power when confronted. Focus on personal growth. Invest your energy in learning, creativity, and skill building. These are the foundations of wealth creation. Serve others. Find ways to create value for others. This not only brings fulfillment but can also lead to wealth. Practice mindfulness. This can help you stay focused on the present, reducing worry and anxiety about money. Let me leave you with a few questions to reflect upon. How could your life change if fear no longer consumed your energy? What could you achieve if your energy was invested in personal growth and creating value? Could this shift in focus and energy transform your journey towards wealth? What if, starting today, you carried this awareness into every aspect of your life? What if you kept a watchful eye on the undercurrent of fear that may be influencing your decisions and actions, especially those related to money and wealth? How might this heightened awareness influence your journey towards financial prosperity? By consciously steering your mind away from fear and towards growth, creativity, and service, you're setting the stage for true wealth. a wealth that transcends monetary value and touches the essence of who you are and the impact you make.